to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, June 20th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, as a surge of unaccompanied minor children flood across the border, the Obama administration has announced today that it's going to be responding with a surge of its own. Now, this surge is going to include immigration judges and U.S. attorneys that they say will help speed up the deportation of some of these undocumented immigrants. Well, they also announced a series of grants to help officials in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. This includes a $9.6 million grant to those governments to build and improve their repatriation centers. This is where the deported immigrants are going to stay once they've been flown back home. But there's also another $83 million on the table to create some new USAID programs that are going to go to improve the security, and also some gang prevention programs will be adopted in those countries. $93 million taxpayer dollars is what they are proposing to fix this situation. Now, John Boehner has become the highest ranking official, government official, to call for Obama to send the national security to secure the border. Now, Boehner said in a letter to the president, the National Guard is uniquely qualified to respond to such humanitarian crises. They are able to help deal with both the needs of these children and families, as well as relieve the Border Patrol so they can focus on their primary duty of securing our border. So I guess maybe the National Guard is going to go there and change diapers and feed these kids. Now, Boehner puts the blame of this border surge and threat to national security squarely on the shoulders of the Obama administration. He says, the policies of your administration have directly resulted in the belief by these immigrants that once they reach U.S. soil, they'll be able to stay here indefinitely. Now, Vice President Joe Biden was dispatched to Central America as well to go ahead and try and dispel some of these swirling rumors. He was sent there to do just that, to send this message. He wanted to warn against the perils of this trip and also to let people know that the U.S. is going to start detaining families at the border instead of releasing them on their own recognizance. Now, meanwhile, U.S. diplomats in the region warn families also do not send your children north and don't go themselves. The ambassador to Mexico, Anthony Wayne, said on Thursday that all who enter the United States without proper immigration status are subject to deportation proceedings. Simply put, there is no reward for the great risk to which these children are being subjected. So obviously the Obama administration has now hit overdrive. They're trying to save face, fix the situation here, put out the clear message that we're not going to be just accepting any illegal aliens that come to our country. States, of course, are worried. How are they going to be housing these unaccompanied minor children and any of the illegal immigrants that are here? How are they going to pay for all of this? And the big question, what happens if a true natural disaster hits this country? How will the government take care of its citizens? And that is exactly the question that was posed by Texas Governor Rick Perry. He asked the question yesterday. He said, what would happen if a major hurricane hits the U.S. and while the country was still housing thousands of undocumented children? He said, we are just going into hurricane season. Were we to have a major event and literally do not have places to house our citizens because of this influx from Mexico, I am greatly concerned the catastrophe that could occur with those two events happening simultaneously. And being, of course, from a state that is prone to hurricanes, this is a valid concern. People are still displaced from Hurricane Katrina. So what would happen if a huge hurricane were to hit Texas or Florida or any of these other states that are taking in all of these illegals? They would have nowhere to go unless they do actually have some FEMA detention centers just waiting to house all of us. And now Ben Shapiro over at Breitbart seems to think that yes, there is a way to stop all of this illegal immigration, including securing the border. But what about ending the welfare state? He writes that an enforced border only becomes necessary in a free country for two reasons. First is safety, and second, the possibility of an influx of people benefiting from public resources without contributing an equivalent amount to the tax coffers. Exactly. And we're not talking about immigrants who come here because they are searching for the American dream. They want to contribute to society. They want to be part of the American experiment of self-government and self-determination, self-control. What we are talking about here are children, people who are flooding the border because they think that they're going to be taken care of. So we have children who are largely going to be living off of welfare for quite some time until they can get a job, or other workers who are going to be willing to work for far less than what Americans are willing to work for. You know, corporations are so excited about that. But there again, these people are going to have to subsidize their income with welfare. So again, we have this huge influx of people who are going to be voting for more welfare, more government programs to take care of them. And that is the issue that we have there. Basically, now we're sending everyone out to say, you know, don't come. You can't stay here. It's like pouring honey all over the picnic and hoping that the ants don't come. It's quite a mixed message that they're sending out there. And the feds, because of all of these mixed messages and miscommunication, they were actually forced to apologize to residents of Lawrenceville, Virginia. They failed to notify them of a plot to bring in hundreds of these illegal immigrant children into their town. Now, Lawrenceville is a small town, just 1,500 people. They all packed into a high school auditorium to protest this plan, which was privately arranged between a recently closed St. Paul's College and the government. Now, the agency signed a lease with the school just last Friday, and Health and Human Services would have reportedly have paid St. Paul's $100,000 a month for the next 5 months. So that's in addition to, you know, the $250-something a day it takes to take care of all these children. And again, that's our taxpayer dollars that are being used. Now, the Brunswick County Sheriff told a news station, seeing is believing. And right now, based on what we've gone through the last couple of days, I'm struggling with having all the faith in the federal government right now. So here's a sheriff admitting that he does not have faith in the federal government. What is he? A terrorist, an extremist. You know, but why? What's wrong with these people? Why don't they want thousands of these illegal, alien, unaccompanied minor children in their town? What's wrong with them? They're just kids. That's the message that we're being fed. They're children. How dare you hate children? But, you know, and for the most part, I'm going to go out there and say maybe these are kids who really are fleeing these war-torn gang countries. But also, we know a lot of them are gang members. We just reported on this yesterday that border agents are actually quitting their jobs over the fact that they're being told to catch and release known gang members. The agents said regardless of whether the minors are inked with gang-affiliated tattoos and regardless of whether they admit to the border agents that they are actual gang members, so long as they have no U.S. criminal record, the agents are being forced to release them onto the streets of America. Now, many of the gang members, as InfoWars has exposed, are also being fed, housed, and provided bus tickets and vouchers to other parts of the country by the very same agency that is supposed to be deporting these dangerous people. And they know they are releasing gang members, but since they don't have any criminal records here so far, gotta love our American justice system, innocent until proven guilty. Hopefully they didn't buy him any bus tickets to Maryland, because four MS-13 gang members in Maryland have just been charged with violent crimes. And this is in their connection with the conspiracy to participate in murder on behalf of MS-13. And of course, Maryland's just one of the almost 2,000 cities that are reporting having these gangs, Mexican cartel gangs and such, in their states. Now, a special agent in charge of ICE's Homeland Security Investigations Division in Baltimore, William Winter, said attacking and dismantling violent criminal enterprises like MS-13 is one of Homeland Security's highest enforcement priorities. And he said that MS-13 members and other transnational criminal street gangs are a rising public safety threat in our communities. So why are we letting these known gang members into the country when they are at the border? Why are we allowing them in? Think about it. Who do these gangs recruit? They recruit young people. It's the same thing all across the world. Video just surfaced of an ISIS recruitment video that shows a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old. These are young British men. They are in a video trying to recruit people to traveled to Iraq and Syria to join ISIS militants. They're pleading with young Muslims, and they tell the viewers, you're going to die anyway, and, you know, you got to make sacrifices. And then we reported also that just this week, two 23-year-olds from Central Texas, they were arrested this week, and now they have been indicted by a federal grand jury. They were arrested and charged with conspiring to provide material support to terrorists. One of these men, a full-time UT Austin student, used a chat room to try and recruit people for committing violent jihad overseas. And then the other man had planned to fly overseas to help radicals fighting in Syria. So these are young, impressionable people that are being radicalized to fight. Now, gangs, of course, recruit young, impressionable people because not only are they easy to lure with promises of iPhones and 20 bucks, but also they'll typically get lighter sentences if they're caught. You know, they're only 14. They're just kids. They're not going to be hit with that hard sentence. But also, young people are a gold mine when it comes to recruiting their peers to join gangs and join extremist groups, just like we see the guy was there in the chat room. So this is obviously a huge issue that's going to be facing teenagers in a lot of these border cities.
Yeah, it's just like with the military. They go after those young, impressionable minds when they're the youth. It's the easiest way to kind of brainwash them into what you need them to do.
Exactly. It's kind of frightening. Well, you were actually at one of these facilities today where they're housing these unaccompanied minor illegal aliens. And, you know, you were there to, for what you thought was going to be a press conference. The Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Jed Johnson, was in town. But once again, the runaround. What happened?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, the Homeland Security has on their webpage right now for today's date a press conference with Jed Johnson, FEMA, and other White House officials. So being the media, what do? We go down there to cover it. We want to find out why they're letting these illegals flood into our nation. There's nothing wrong with doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We get down there. As soon as we get there, Secret Service, Homeland Security just engulf us, surround us, take my IDs, you know, ask us why we're here. And I say, I had a printout of the actual Department of Homeland Security site saying that there was a press conference today. And the guy's like, I don't even know what you're talking about, you know, and just giving us a runaround the whole time. And I'm like, this is freaking ridiculous. You know, we drove all the way from Austin out here to cover this. We get here and now you beat feet and run off the freaking base. Right. I mean, what are they trying to hide?
So they see you arrive and the black cars just roll out.
Oh, yeah. You know, the little earpiece, you're, you know, talking into their wrist and then slide into the car and just jet out.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So there was no other press there at a press conference.
No one there. No one there at all. No one else cares about it.
Well, this could be another one of their green screen. I'm on site here at the Lackland Air Force Base, and it's a green screen.
You know, whatever's going on, there's something that they're trying to hide. I mean, obvious. I mean, it's...
Yeah. That's exactly what Jakari and Adan were saying when they were down there, is that, you know, at night is when everyone would scramble out, but during the day it was complete silence. It's like nothing was even happening there.
Well, compared from last time I went with Kit, it was way more security, way more kids in there. I mean, they had that place beefed up, planes in the air flying over, you know, whatever's going on, they're trying to keep that under wraps, and they don't want the media coming in doing their jobs. And on top of that, he's like, have you guys filmed anything? And I said, yeah. And he goes, the Department of Homeland Security guy grabs the phone and takes it into his vehicle and deletes the footage.
Wow.
So we can do our job in America now.
Exactly. Well, that's why we're always trying to do the live streaming with Ustream so that that footage is out. There's no way they can delete it. But they actually forcibly removed all of your cartridges and made you prove that you didn't actually get on the base illegally and try to sneak on.
Well, once they, you know, convoyed out with Jed Johnson and all that, one of the Secret Service guys stayed behind, followed behind us till we left. Then the Air Force security officers pulled us over again outside the gate to check to make sure we had no more footage again.
Right, and that's what they do, is they want to treat you like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, we...
By practicing and exercising your First Amendment right and doing the job of a journalist, letting America know what's happening with their taxpayer dollars and the true situation there at the border and what's happening at these facilities. Like, they don't even want the representatives to go in and take pictures, because I think the images of these thousands of children piled on top of each other, sleeping under blankets and things like that, that's when it really solidifies it in America's mind that this is a crisis. This is big.
What the crisis is being a journalist and being treated like a terrorist.
Right.
You know, journalists are terrorists. I mean, it's called controversial journalism now, but I guess, you know, the government doesn't know that journalism's supposed to be controversial. That's the whole point. Sometimes you got to hop a fence. Sometimes you got to sneak by. But today we went through all the proper protocol. We did everything the right way. We announced our being there. We said we're pressed. We called ahead of time. And then we get there and they give us the runaround.
Right. And they try to make you, you know, well, you didn't go through the proper channels. And the proper channels is to get stonewalled. And they just want to be
able
to
tell
you no.
We called and they said, no, you need to call this number. And then the guy, Department of Homeland Security in Washington goes, no, you need to email this email. And I was like, we've already done that. No one's responding. We're doing what we're supposed to do, but you keep blocking us on every front.
Right.
You know, everything that we do, you're blocking us on. It's ridiculous.
And the fact of the matter is, they put out a press release saying they were going to be having a press conference there.
And then they act like it never happened. America is just losing its mind right now. Our government's out of control.
Absolutely.
Well, and those kids are in there eating lobster, I bet. having fun playing soccer. Here I am getting bullied outside.
Right. Exactly.
An American citizen, retired army. Come on.
Yeah, and that's the big issue for them is they want to be able to spin this and only let America see the images that they want them to see and only let them hear the president saying that he's going to be putting some $93 million into programs to fix this situation now. You know, so that's kind of the way that they want to spin this. They don't want everyone to realize what a real debacle this has become. Thank you for once again getting detained by doing your job.
This time by Secret Service and Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
They're there for our protection.
They've got all your information.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Well, coming up after the break, President Obama is considering airstrikes on the very militants that his administration armed just 1 year ago.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate, and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Obama administration is now considering airstrikes in Syria against militants that it supported just 1 year ago. Now, The Hill reports that the president is weighing up a possible air offensive in Syria on the terror camps of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Now, when asked whether military action could extend into Syria, a senior administration official said,
We don't restrict potential U.S. action to a specific geographic space. But just over a year ago, the administration green-lighted the arming and training of militants in Syria, despite intelligence indicating that they had direct links to extremist groups. The president even went so far as to take executive action to waive prohibitions under the Arms Export Control Act to enable the arming of vetted opposition groups fighting the Syrian dictator Assad. A year on, and Obama officials have now admitted to the arming of moderate militants in Syria, despite the fact that it is known that the weapons supplied by the U.S. have now been transferred to Islamic extremists. Obama said at a news conference on Thursday that rather than try to play whack-a-mole wherever these terrorist organizations may pop up, what we have to do is to be able to build effective partnerships. And the U.S. is very good at building these effective partnerships with whomever it is that's going to help them further their New World Order agenda.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
In February of this year, we reported that 50 Americans were fighting alongside Syrian rebels and Al-Qaeda. Now, with the backing of Saudi money and U.S. government money, they've grown. And their name is ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They're taking over the country that we were supposed to help liberate. Inch by inch, mile by mile, head by head, ISIS is destroying everything that we fought for and mid-died for in Iraq. And this isn't the first time that our government has done this.
Let's remember here. The people we are fighting today, we funded.
I can't see fighting to impose Sharia law in Syria. I also can't see sending my son to fight with Islamic rebels against Christians. I also can't see my son going to fight without on the same side as Al-Qaeda. There are so many ironies and unfortunate muddling nature to this that I can't see why we should get involved.
So here is a list of different countries that we've gone into and supported terrorists. I found an interesting article on alternet.org titled 35 Countries Where the U.S. Has Supported Fascists, Drug Lords, and Terrorists. Number one would be Afghanistan. After Mikhail Gorbachev withdrew Soviet forces in 1989, these U.S.-backed warlords tore the country apart and boosted opium production to an unprecedented level of 2,000 to 3,000 tons per year. The Taliban government cut opium production by 95% in 2 years between 1999 and 2001. But the U.S. invasion in 2001 restored the warlords and drug lords' power.
And let's go recruit these mujahideen. And that's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam.
Another country where America has supported terrorist activity would be Mexico. The death toll in Mexico's drug war has recently passed 100,000. The most violent of the drug cartels is Los Zetas. U.S. officials call the Zetas the most technologically advanced, sophisticated, and dangerous drug cartel operating in Mexico. The Zetas cartel was formed by Mexican security forces, trained by U.S. special forces at the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, and at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Another instance was in Nicaragua. Anastasio Somoza ruled Nicaragua for 43 years with unconditional U.S. support, and his National Guard committed every crime imaginable, from massacres and torture to extortion and rape, with complete impunity. The CIA recruited, trained, and supported Contra mercenaries to invade Nicaragua and conduct terrorism to destabilize the country. Well, as you can see, those are just a few examples of instances where our government has helped fund and back terrorists in different countries around the world. I encourage you to go check out that article. It's a really neat article. It talks about 35 countries that we've done that in. Look at it, inform yourself, and get educated.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
A strange catastrophe that links plastics to infertility struck Spain's pig farmers in 2010.
On some farms, all of the sows stopped reproducing. On others, those that did become pregnant produced smaller litters. Investigators found that only one factor was common to all the farms and studs. The plastic bags used in the artificial insemination process all came from the same place. Analytical chemist Christina Nerin says that her study is the first to show a correlation between reproductive failures and chemicals migrating from plastics.
So this strange case of infertile pigs can really show the dangers that we face, because some of those same plastics that were found in the packaging material is routinely used to package foods for human consumption, and they're known to migrate into food.
Some of the same plastics found in those packaging materials are routinely used to package foods for human consumption and are known to migrate into food. Cyclic lactone, for instance, is a common byproduct in adhesives, and it's used in potato chip bags and sliced meat packages. It was one of the chemicals found in very high levels on the farms with the highest rates of reproductive failure. Another chemical that was found in very high levels on those farms is a compound called BAGE, which is a derivative of the notorious BPA, a known endocrine disruptor. A lot of research has linked endocrine disruptors to adverse health effects, including abnormal testicular development, early puberty, prostate and breast cancer, and even obesity. A paper published last month revealed that chemicals omnipresent in food, household, and personal care products can have a damaging effect on human fertilization. The chemicals that had the strongest effects included UV light filtering agents in sunscreens, plastic softening phthalates that are used in food and drink containers, and fungicides and antibacterial compounds such as triclosan, which are commonly found in soaps, toothpaste, and toys. Another endocrine disruptor is glyphosate. Glyphosate's use has exploded since the advent of glyphosate-resistant genetically engineered crops in 1995. It is commonly found in those GE crops because they absorb glyphosate through direct application and also from the soil, meaning it cannot be washed off. It is in the food.
A lot of research has linked endocrine disruptors with adverse health effects, including abnormal testicular development, prostate and breast cancer, early puberty, and even obesity.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 6.7 million women of childbearing age have an impaired ability to have children. The number of women receiving help with fertility increased 113% between 1999 and 2008.
Birth defects haven't been on the rise in the U.S., but in the soy-producing regions of Argentina, they've been skyrocketing.
In 2010, the University of Cordoba released a report that showed the incidence rate of birth defects in South America has increased by 347%, which they claim is linked to aerial spraying of glyphosate on soy crops. A Russian study found that feeding hamsters GMO soy resulted in complete sterility after two or three generations. In other words, the chemicals that you are exposed to today could make your children and their children infertile. There is some good news, at least in the case of the infertile Spanish pigs. When the company responsible for providing those faulty storage bags switched to a different bag producer, the Spanish pigs' fertility returned to normal.
So perhaps by limiting your exposure to endocrine-disrupting chemicals today, you'll be able to protect yourself and your family from infertility and other health issues in the future.
Well, thank you for tuning into the show tonight. To all of our Prison Planet viewers, stay tuned. Hillary Clinton was on a book signing tour here in Austin today, and she got trolled so hard by our reporters. So you are not going to want to miss that. And we will see you here again Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
Do you really mean to characterize gun owners as terrorists? A couple of days ago, gun owners as terrorists is a terrorized majority?
No, but I meant to say, and I think I did say, that a minority who believes in absolutely no restrictions is terrorizing the majority. I think universal background checks are eminently reasonable under the Constitution, and I believe that they should have been passed after the murders at Sandy Hook, and now we have many more murders.
So it's kind of the First Amendment too. They should shut up, right?
No, they can keep talking, but they do more than talk. In my opinion, intimidate.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. It's not intimidating to call people terrorists.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high-quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.